Video games are hard. Video games are hard. Video games are hard. And I hate myself. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Video Games Are Hard, episode 9. We have a couple of guests on. Actually, a guest we had on season 1 and a new guest at the same time. This is a first for us. What's up, Reed and Popo?
Hello. Hi. Like what you did, by the way. That the whole beginning. I wanted to get a little creative there. Yeah, you need a rap at the beginning now.
We're thinking of something.
Hey, I'm here. So this is an impromptu guest-age. We had Popo in mind. You know, I had Popo in mind. I'm a great thinker of guests.
Yeah, Sid has to point out that Popo was his idea the whole time.
Hey, it seems like Trey's taking credit. So I just need to jump in here and say, hey, it's my idea.
I never took credit. Popo just, you know, he knows what's up.
And then for some reason, I just want to know, my first question of the day is, why is Reed here?
Excuse me.
Wait, Reed, what are you doing here, Reed?
Why are you here?
I'm bored.
Reed's like my personal assistant that I have to take around with me, you know. He carries all the extra stuff.
Yeah, okay. So how are we going to do this, guys? So my problem before this, because if we just had Popo, you know, we could do the Popo interview podcast. We could go into the past of Popo. Who is Popo? Why is he here? Is he great at whatever he does? I don't know. But, like, now that we have Reed here, do we just bring Reed in to the Popo interview?
Or I can share, like, my history with Popo. Like, you can still interview him, then I'll be like, oh yeah, he's a bitch. Yep.
Reed's gonna be like, me. Oh, that's true. Or no, he's making that up.
we just have an alternate history of Popo. It's just like, okay, well, that's Popo's side of the story. This is Reed's side of the story. This is actually how it went down.
I'm down for that, honestly.
Jeez. So how do we start this interview? What's the most important opening question?
All right, the most important interview question for everybody here, all right, including Trey.
Like,
I'm Sid. Was I introduced? I'm Sid. Hey.
Hey, Sid. Hey, what's Sid. Up, man?
Hey. Hi. OnlyFans is removing porn at the beginning of October.
I am so glad you started with this. All my money wasted for what?
Wait. Actually, Popo, you have your own OnlyFans account, right?
That is not true. I do not have my OnlyFans
account. Link in bio, guys. Link in bio, guys.
Link in bio.
Yeah. I promise.
We got it in the YouTube below. But yeah, that's the biggest news of the day. That's my only podcast. No, if Trey and I were doing a news podcast, one of the guestless podcasts, that would be my only note. If we were recording right now, it's just like, oh, OnlyFans is going, because there was like an announcement. I'm sorry to like detract from the guests and stuff, but we have to get everybody's opinion on this.
Yeah, totally. we were just talking about it in a call earlier. Didn't shout out to T-King. He was saying that you could still post porn or something, but you had to be verified.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean? What does it getting verified on that
like a,
website
like a Twitter
mean?
Verified? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to like gain enough
traction.
Certain
amount of views.
Yeah.
Certain amount of subscribers.
I don't know how that would work on an OnlyFans.
So they're gatekeeping adult content, which is like really not in the way you'd expect.
Yeah, it's kind of silly because like, isn't OnlyFans just kind of that?
Yeah, I thought like, that was the whole point. Don't Twitch.
I don't think when they first started, that's what they wanted to do, but it definitely led straight to that.
Yeah.
And they supported it. They weren't like, oh, you know what, porn, nah. They were just like, oh, okay, well, this is how we get here. This is how we get to be a notable name. We are OnlyFans. There's a lock on our symbol, you know.
We're not family friendly, like Twitch claims that it is.
But now we are. But I wanted to get that out of the way, and now now Popo. Hey, Popo. So our introduction to Popo, like, we all run Super Mario Sunshine here for the people at home.
That's true.
How many years have we all been active? I've been active for 7.
I think I've been active for 5 or 6 now.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you've been sort of, you take mini breaks there, right?
A lot of mini breaks. I've been on and off with this game a lot.
See, I've been active, I guess, I took a year off in 2020. So excluding that year, I guess 7 years-ish? I don't know.
And Reed said 3?
Yeah,
almost 3.
Yeah, only three.
Really? That's crazy. Yes,
yeah, it's a short time.
Whenever Reed shares how long he's played Sunshine, it's always shorter than I expect.
Yeah. I'm surprised that it's that long. And so the reason, I was just like, hey, let's get Popo on. He recently, not that it's notable that he bopped me, but he got 115 in Super Mario Sunshine.
And he bops it.
Top, what is it, 30? Top 30, 30 now?
I think it's 35th.
Oh, you're 35th now?
So actually, on a serious note, Popo, I believe, is the first person, and someone's probably going to correct me if it's not true. I believe Popo is the first person in history to skip 116.
Probably. I think that's true, right? I can't think of anybody. Yeah, probably.
I think that's right.
Because I know for a fact that Nindide skipped 118, but skipping 116 is a whole new thing entirely.
Yeah, I've had like 2 116s, then I went to 115.
Yeah, I got zero, zilch.
Never Nada. Seen a 116, and never probably seen it. Never will unless he finishes a 116.
I'm purposely reset on runs that it's like gonna be 116.
Or just don't look at the timer.
Yeah, you have a counter. You have a counter in the corner of your screen being like 116:0. Just for the rest of your life.
That actually reminds me of a meme. Did you guys know, like, Ryan Lockwood actually returned to grinding streets like a few years ago? And when Ryan Lockwood was grinding it to get a 111, he would look away from his screen when he knew it was going to be a 113, so he's never going to see a 113. But that was pretty funny. I don't know if he ever actually got the 111, but still a legend, legendary figure among us.
But yeah, a historic moment for the SMS community. I guess. We don't know for sure if anybody skipped 116. I guess
I'm the history guy, and I'm like 99% sure it's true.
You are the history guy.
So can I get a history video?
Yeah, the Popo history video coming soon.
When the Any% update happens, if it ever does happen, Popo will have a small segment.
Yep.
About how he skipped 116, and we'll never see a 116, and it'll be great. Welcome Popo to the podcast. First time you're here.
Thank you.
Who is Popo? Like, what do we want to start with? First gaming memory?
Yeah, that's a classic. So, like, what's your oldest memory in gaming in general ever?
My oldest gaming memory.
Like, flashback to childhood Popo.
Childhood.
What's he doing?
You got a Pong controller. You got the Atari.
Yeah, he's
controller.
That old.
The farthest memory I can go back to is I was at my aunt's house alone in a room just grinding out Mario Kart 64.
Ooh.
Just grinding it out.
Grinding out literally all day.
So you were a speedrunner time trialer from day one. Madman.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Maybe he was just trying to beat it, Trey. Grinding to beat it.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's a pretty loose word. Isn't
it is
it?
A really loose word, but
He wasn't like up against the staff ghost being like, you guys sucked.
Hey, man, you don't know. Papa's a god gamer. He just came out the womb beating staff ghosts, right?
Came out the womb beating staff ghosts. What a quote.
Yeah, no, like... That's the only memory I could think of, is just playing Mario Kart 64 constantly at my aunt's house.
How old would you say you were?
How old? I'd say either 5 or 6 time.
Okay, now is the part where we ask Reed, can you confirm this to be true?
Reed?
Yeah, I was there behind him watching him play MK64.
He was the guy that was getting bodied.
No,
the constant second place, you know. Reed, come on. There's no need to pretend.
First of all, no.
Did you guys have that friend growing up though? That would be the constant second place, like, or were you the guy that was constant second place, or would you have that friend?
See, if you have like a four player thing, then that whole dynamic changes.
True.
Yeah.
See, I mean, sometimes we would do like two play. Actually, when we played Mario Kart growing up, it was usually me and someone else doing All Cup Tour and Double Dash.
Yep.
And I feel like we were pretty head to head in that. I can't recall. I think I was pretty dominant, and I was so good at bomb versus mode. Whew. Watch out.
Yeah, I had that buddy growing up. We would always, for specifically Mario Kart Double Dash, we would like all cup tour, and I was mostly the person who won. Like, maybe he won a couple, but like we used to play like every week, and I was usually the first, and he was just like mad. He was mad.
I guess that's a good question. So out of going first with Popo, were you usually like the friend who was winning or the friend who was sucking?
Well, just in general. See, here's the thing. I never had friends to come over and play video games with me. For me, it was always playing Mario Kart with my brothers, and I was always last every time. No matter what the circumstance was, I was last.
But they were like older brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not fair then, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
That's ageist.
Well, we were talking about Reed doing competitive Ultimate before we were doing the start of the show. When I was a kid, I would play against my older cousin all the time, like Smash 64, and he would destroy me because he's like, what, 5 years my senior? Like,
oh, dude, the 5-year generational gap? That's no match.
He just destroys me all the time. I'm just like, what am I supposed to do? You have just better, your thumbs just move in a way that mine don't yet.
Your thumbs are so mature compared to mine.
Exactly.
Okay, how about you, Reed?
Wait, what? What?
Were you?
Oh my God. He's recording hero mode.
Were you the epic gamer or the bad gamer among siblings or friends?
Among siblings, I was, you know, the good gamer. Among friends, I was the good gamer. Like, I was pretty much always good against friends. I've never, well, I guess one, which is current. Well, I don't know. Typically, I always win when it comes to most things.
Typically, I always win.
Yeah.
All right. When it comes to most, can you confirm that?
I can deny that.
Oh,
I said when it comes to most. I said as of recent, it's kind of different because, you know, I have actual friends who actually play the game. But, you know, before when I was like in middle school or high school or some shit, I was always winning. Especially in Smash 4. You can't lie. You all of you would get annoyed at me in Smash 4. You guys would to stop playing with me.
Reed,
like, actually.
If I remember correctly, didn't it get to a point where you would have to deafen in the call because everyone was beating you on rotation?
Wait, what? I actually don't remember that.
Oh, he claims that he doesn't remember.
No, I just don't. I know, of course, moments where I get mad. I'm just like, you know what? Let me just like pretend to be mad. And like
pretend.
Play like a freaking idiot.
Pretend,
I mean, I'm right. Not genuinely. I know I could beat y'all if I tried. So. But anyway, it was more so you guys trying to beat me. So shut up, bitch.
Huh?
There you go. All
right. There you have it.
You went to your first competitive Ultimate tournament.
That was like
within the past week or so. Right?
That was like a month ago.
Oh, was it a month ago? Didn't you just tweet about it?
That was like my fifth one going.
Oh, so how's that going for you?
It's annoying. Because like, I've been playing Ultimate. Like, I didn't play Ultimate for like a good 2 years. And then I recently came back because, you know, Pyromythic came out. So I was like, hey, well, guess I'm picking the game back up. And ever since then, I've been trying to get back into the groove. It's been going nice so far, but online and offline are two different things, and I have to try to learn both. More so offline.
Is the online as bad as it always used to be?
Yes.
Oh my God, Nintendo, what are you doing?
It's fucking terrible, like, actually.
Hey,
but it's the only way I could play.
They did acknowledge, like, what is it? What's the newer... I can never
OLED?
Remember. Pardon me?
OLED?
No, the...
You mean rollback?
Yeah, rollback. They did acknowledge rollback in like a statement 3 months ago or something like that, where it's just they were just like, oh yeah, rollback would be good to put into Ultimate, but we can't really put it in this late in the game.
What?
Apparently, like it was something along those lines. Like, he made the statement.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I forget exactly what he said though.
Yeah, but it was just like he implied that, oh, it would be great, but we're not willing to put in the resources, and it's pretty late into the cycle that we should put rollback in, but we're not going to.
Does that sort of imply that they're working on a future Smash thing already?
I don't know.
I thought that Smash Ultimate was supposed to be the ultimate one, like the final yeah. Smash game with all the characters and like a million characters.
They're going back to 10 characters.
Yeah.
It's only Pyra, Mithra.
Yeah, they're two separate characters.
Yeah, they're two characters. Two of the 10 are Pyra and Mithra, and then it's like Cloud and Snake. And that's it. Those four characters.
Not even Mario.
No, Mario's not.
No, Mario is there.
Mario didn't make the cut.
Like, let's get our most popular characters from Smash Ultimate in here. And it's just like, all right, so it's Pyra, Mithra, Snake, and Cloud. All right, that's weird.
Greninja. Greninja.
Wait, so you mentioned OLED. Do you think the OLED Switch would have better internet, possibly?
No.
Or is it just like a visual thing?
No. No.
Yeah, I was like, I kind of doubt that's going to matter for internet.
I honestly don't think they care. Because, like, it's been so many years, they could have just implemented a fucking port for the Ethernet, but they just have not done it until literally this year. They're stupid. They're stupid.
Oh, right, well, yeah. It at least has the port, so we're thinking, like, more people will at least use Ethernet now.
Yeah. And it's like more stable.
Yeah, instead of buying the $8 add-on that everybody got the day one. Like, yeah. I don't even play Ultimate. Like, I played a little bit of Ultimate, and I got the add-on for Ethernet because I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm a nerd.
Did the add-on not come with the Switch itself?
No.
I can't even remember, but I have it too, so.
Everybody bought it, like, day one.
Yeah, you have to buy it separately. Ugh. Stupid.
Nintendo is doing a great business.
Yeah, business.
I think they've been just really awful the past few years. Like, actually, it kind of annoys me because I like back then, like GameCube, Wii, or N64, I looked up to them. I mean, I wasn't born when the N64 was out, but you know, I look back at the past, not my past, but like, you know, go on YouTube, be like, oh shit, this is actually good. What the fuck is happening? You know.
I feel like I think GameCube was the last time where game mechanics and overall game quality was the main focus. Then when Wii took off, it was gimmick city. It's like, what's the best gimmick to reinvent gaming? They usually make it work somehow, but that's just how it's been.
Whenever anybody talks about gimmicks in Wii, I always think of Jenga. Like, year one Wii, there was a Jenga game that was released, and we got it because you just look at the shelf and go like, oh, I recognize Jenga. Let's go get Jenga. And it was the worst controlling Wii game you've ever seen in your life. But we didn't like return it because like, why would you? It's not like Steam nowadays. You can't buy a game and then 2 hours later bring it back and be like, hey, it was GameStop. You bring it back and go like, oh, we'll give you $5 for that $40 game, $60 game you bought. It's just like, oh, I guess I'll keep Jenga then.
Wait.
Why not?
You bought Jenga, the game.
Yeah.
When you could have just got actual
Jenga. I didn't buy Jenga. I was 13. I don't know. My parents were like, okay, we're going to get him a Wii. What games do 13-year-olds like? Just like, huh. So we got
Jenga,
right?
He loves actual Jenga, so I'm sure that virtual Jenga is even better.
We'll get Twilight Princess. All right. Zelda, cool. What game does, like, what's a fun game? It's like, this is a story game. Twilight Princess, oh, super story game. All right, let's go, like, fun. And it's just, like, Jenga. Just, like, great.
We'll take it.
We played it for, like, 3 hours, and we were just like, this is broken as hell. This makes no sense. But we played it. Ugh.
All right, so we've established that we're all speedrunners here. Like, all of Sunshine, but some of us run other games, too. Popo, you also run Double Dash?
Yes.
And what are, like, your plans in speedrun? Like, do you plan on improving in Double Dash more or Sunshine more? Like, what's up?
I think for Double Dash, game's hard. I will not lie, that game is hard to be good at.
Have you hit a point in Double Dash where you feel like you've like plateaued or what?
No, I feel like all of my times and stuff are like still really easy to beat, but it's just...
Oh, you beat them then, fuck it.
Why didn't I think of that? I should just beat it.
Just beat it.
But no,
Michael Jackson was right.
It's getting to the point where I actually have to grind the game and I can't just turn it on PR and then get off. Like, I actually have to put a little bit more time into
off?
The game. I mean, get off of the game, you know?
Oh, that's what I thought you meant. Okay, okay.
He PRs and then he gets off. You know, we all work like that, really.
We all get off to our own PBs, I understand. Yeah, I don't know. When I was approaching, like, Top Hundo, this is the difference in me and God Gamer Popo. I was at a point where I had to grind like around the top 100 mark, but Popo, you're like what, top 50 or something?
Yeah, top 50, you're top just chilling. 40. I'm chilling. The game's still not, it's not at the super, super hard part yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting to the grindy part.
Speaking of which, I'm going to check. Okay, I'm still top 100. Let's go. 99. Basically, as time goes on, I quit Double Dash pretty much ever since the Fantasy League thing, which was kind of... We were on the same team, by the way. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
There was a Fantasy League thing where you had a team of people and you could earn points on a weekly basis for like, oh, it's this track this time and this track, and we're going to... It depending on how much you improve your time, you get points for your team. And it was a good way to get people more active in the game. But ever since then, I haven't played the game. And my only thing to hold on to is remaining in the top 100. Because if you're in the top 100 in Double Dash, you're on the first page of the player's page, not having to like check mark show more times. So hoping to hang on to that.
Yeah, that was exactly my my inspiration for doing any ILs in Sunshine. I just wanted to get to the point where I didn't have to scroll down.
Yeah.
And now I have to scroll down again, but because people have just beaten me.
Whatever motivates you.
So at this point, I have a question for everybody, but this is an actual serious question. It's not about OnlyFans, swear to God.
Okay.
So we've gathered here today because of Popo's recent 115 and 80%, and you ask about like his plans in speedrunning, what other games he's gonna play, but we're not acknowledging any percent yet. We haven't acknowledged any percent Super Mario Sunshine, just get all the Shadow Marios, go to Corona, beat Bowser, flip the tub, kill Flood, rebuild Flood, the typical any percent story. Does anybody in this call have any plans to do any percent Super Mario Sunshine in the near future?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
All three of you.
Wait, you thought that I didn't?
I'm trying to get 113. You think I'm just going to stop where my period is? No.
I thought, all right. This is where I thought, sorry to cut you off, Trey. I thought Popo was grinding for top 50, got 115. He's going to peace for a bit at least.
My plans were to get top 50, switch to another category, and then come back to 80% later.
All blue coins?
All blue coins for VIP and Trace Chat.
Oh yeah, what was the deal if you beat my time to get VIP in my chat?
Yes, sir.
I believe in you.
And then Reed, like, I've seen... Reed is one of... I see most of his tweets on Twitter. If I did the oh, how many times you see me on your timeline, it would be like pretty much every day. Like not as much as Lumardi, but like I see.
Oh, yeah, Lumardi was going off recently on Twitter.
I see Lumardi every time he tweets. I just read it and I'm just like, okay. but Reed is up there. Weren't you like recently aggravated with any percent? You're just like, I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but like no.
I'm honestly aggravated with anything I try to do. So, the grind can be annoying, especially when you're trying to get at that level. But I don't know. I can't. I'm not a quitter, even though I quit a lot. But I like never actually quit. You know,
you quit, but you don't quit. Quit.
Yeah, I don't quit. Quit. Like I quit. Quit. I can't live myself. Like actually,
that's the mark of a champion.
And Trey, because he just barely got a 114.
Yeah, so for me, it's a different story. I'm only not playing now because I'm working on a video. And with my limited free time, I have to choose work on video or stream. I can't do both simultaneously. But actually, when I finish that video and start streaming attempts again, when I inevitably bop Reed, of course.
Nice.
Then sure. That'll definitely motivate Reed a little bit more.
Problem. I'm waiting.
The only thing, I can't remember what the retweet was, but I responded to it being like 96 shines. Like, when's 96 shines?
And he's like, and hell no. Nah.
And he responded to me with, when you get world record, I'll play 96 shines. And I was just like, yeah, okay, well, that's not going to happen. So I guess we're
in. Checkmate.
Nice response. Nice rebuttal. I can't. Really,
got him.
With GGs. Not actively playing 96 shines, I can't really get the world record. So
you literally could if you just tried a little harder. But
hey, it's a hard category. But my answer for any percent, if anybody would ask me the question, would be On some days, yes. I'd be like, bro, let's do it. But then I lose motivation so fast after like 2 days of playing it.
You're still doing true all hundos runs, right?
Whenever I have free time, yeah.
So that's a perfect thing for a long category like that. If you lose an all hundos run like halfway through, you can't exactly just start a new run because that'd be at least a 6 hour stream, right?
Yeah.
So it's good for if you have to quit an all hundos run halfway through, it's like, well, I guess I got time for any percent. I'll just do that.
I have to put it on the extreme back burner, any percent. But like as the, well, I have nothing else to do.
But you're in a situation where you're at least warm enough in the game that you could definitely get a 115, like any attempt, honestly.
Do any of us think we're not warm in the game?
I'm pretty warm. I mean, I'm getting less warm as I work on this video instead.
I feel like I'm always
play
warm.
Sorry, you go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I feel like I'm always warm. I don't know.
Yeah, I was the least warm after I took a break for like a whole year. When I came back to Sunshine, I was actually struggling to turn the C-stick the proper way. Because I was so used to games where the camera's not inverted that I was just always turning it the wrong way going back to Sunshine. I was like, oh, fuck. But I eventually got
used to it. Sunshine was my first 3D Mario, so that game is basically embedded into my hands. So I can like never be rusty at it. I guess that sounds cocky, but like there's times where I'm like I take a month off without like no practice and I'm just like playing TTYD making hero mode. I come back to it and I'm just like, oh, this is kind of easy.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
That's exactly how I felt. I literally took a break and then came back, put my title as daily grind until top 50, and then first stream back, I get a 115.
I don't know. I feel like once you put in the time for SMS and take breaks, like I feel like it barely affects you since you've like you know what to do.
Although taking a year off does put a little bit of a dent. I know from experience.
Yeah,
but a month you can recover pretty fast.
Yeah, I always feel like it's for like certain Sunshine runners, if they put in the title D Rust, I'm like bullshit.
I'll show you what a D Rust is, right?
Like I think I remember a Ouija stream title when he was like active in SMS every so often. It was D Rust. I'm like bullshit.
Oh yeah, didn't Ouija he plays Fortnite for like 1 week and then it's D Rust.
And then it's D Rust.
He played for like 1 week. What are you talking about, D Rust? Oh, and then he's like, dude, I got world record on my first D-Rust stream. It's like, yeah, you weren't even rusty.
Yeah, it's just like, that's not enough time. Like, like who could come back today and be like, D-Rust stream? Justin DT.
Dude, Justin DT, we see you. He left the comments in the last episode. Cool guy, shows up in my chat sometimes. Old school, Sunshine, and GoldenEye legend.
Former best Canadian SMS player.
Had the Piana 6 IL world record for a little bit.
But yeah, if he came back and went D Rust stream, I'm like, fair, you know. Not that I ever really look at people doing quote unquote D Rust streams and be like bullshit. But like some people, I'm just like, go away, you know.
No, but it's good to put D Rust to justify potential bad gameplay in that stream.
True,
that is true.
No, nah, dude, yeah. I'm not washed up. I'm just rusty, y'all. But in actuality, I am washed up, guys. As Reed knows, I'm very washed up.
But yeah, I agree with you. I think SMS players, maybe it's more than some other game. Maybe we'll ask this of newer guests in the future. Maybe we should have asked the Risker. It's just like if they feel like when they take like a week off, does it feel like you've actually gained rust or not?
No, if like anything, I think there's a sweet spot where, especially if in your most recent grind you were struggling to get anywhere, there's a certain like golden ratio Fibonacci number of time to take off to where if you come back you're actually better after the break. And I've been trying to crack that code in my speedrunning, like when I was really speedrunning for, you know, actively. Like it happened to me especially in Pac-Man World 2. I struggled to get a sub 50, took a break for like 3 months, and my first stream back got like a 47 minute time. So it definitely helps sometimes.
Yeah. It just allows you to look at the game a different way, potentially.
I think that one of the key things is that when you play a game all the time, you develop muscle memory. But sometimes the muscle memory is a bad habit you developed. But coming back to it after a break, you've forgotten quite a bit of that muscle memory, which includes the bad habits you developed. So getting rid of bad habits is also a really good way to improve.
All right. end of topic. All
end
right,
of what, topic.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Let's talk about... What is this Paper Mario Thousand Year Door Hero Mode I'm hearing about?
It sucks. Anyways, next topic.
Honestly, next topic.
let's get a progress update on your hack you're making.
It's moving. From when the last time you played it, there's actually a lot more added. Like, a lot. I can't even, like... The word a lot can't even, like, describe of, like, how much has been added.
You changed like, all the text boxes?
Yeah.
No one says hooktail anymore?
I was gonna say something. The hooktail got me distracted. Fuck. Oh yeah, it's basically a different game, essentially, which is cool. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It like ever since the last time we talked about it on the podcast, like it's kind of been stagnant, sort of ish.
How many chapters have you made? So like three, or
two and a half, three ish. Not really. You've
started work on like the glitz pit.
No, not yet. So okay. What I'm doing right now is the demo from almost last year. I'm still like working on that to make it like good because I didn't really like the first two versions. I was like, all right, those are garbage. Get those out of here. And I wanted to be like, all right, let's quote unquote perfect this. So what I'm doing is I'm basically setting up like templates for myself with me and another person. So it'll be easier to create different chapters and instead of having to like still figure out stuff while making other chapters. So I'm basically using chapter 1 and 2 and the pit, I guess, as like a little template, you could say, to help me later on. So that's why things have been kind of slow.
So how hard do you want this ROM hack to be? Like, should it be someone who is like a seasoned player would have trouble with it? Or like, should new players be able to get through it?
Like me.
New players? What?
Like me, a new player.
And yeah, no...
You gotta play TTYD first.
I have to play the first game first?
Yeah,
it's a rule. Yes, you do.
I'm just asking the questions for the people at home. I don't know.
It is illegal to play hero mode before playing TTYD. That's all I'm gonna say.
It literally is, yeah. You can't. But I don't want new players. Because I'm trying to make new
players. Oh my god.
Yeah. First.
I don't want new players.
I don't want new players.
I want professional. I want people, one, who have beaten the first one and who are really good at TTYD to play it. I will be making an easier mode for it. So, you know, easy play. People who aren't as experienced with, like, I guess professional TTYD can Weenie still Hutt play Jr. and go through the story. Yeah, basically. Weenie Hutt Jr. hero mode. And hero just mode, yeah, so they can also have fun. Because I don't want to gatekeep, like, difficulty, you know. Or not difficulty, but, like, just gatekeeping the mod because of the difficulty. So I'll make an easier mode for those who don't want that harder difficulty and just want to experience the story and the new gameplay and all that shit.
Yeah, I think, like, a really good way to go about it is... I mean, my favorite part of it is that, like, playing the original TTYD, there's so many optional mechanics that can give you a bit of an edge in combat and whatnot, but they're never really required to beat the game. Like, you can get away without using it.
Yeah.
But I enjoy a kind of ROM hack where you have all these mechanics available, maybe even more added on top of it, and you pretty much have to use them or else you're going to get wrecked. So it's kind of it's kind of cool that way.
Exactly. The thing is, hero mode, since it's a harder mode, I'm expect players to know what's coming up. Like, even if it's like a new mod with new stuff, like, because I'm not going to be changing, like, the stages and, like, the order of chapters. Like, that's going to be the same. So, like, they should have, like, an idea, like, oh, Bristle's here, Clef's here, Fuzzy here. Let me prepare for them. If you go in, like, without that mindset and you die and you're going to, like, blame, like, the mod, I feel like it's just kind of your fault because you know what's going to come. You know what Dark Fuzzy's going to be. Like, there's going to be moments where it's, like, oh, what the hell? What's this doing here? And then, you know, throw you off. But, like, it'll all typically stay the same.
All right. Oh, and then I guess one more question. Are you actually going to be able to change the Thwomp quiz minigame?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was my number one disappointment when I played that demo, was that all the questions weren't changed yet.
Everyone said that, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
I wanted some unique quiz stuff. It's not cheap. Hopefully it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not. It's not going to be.
Not like that.
The
band.
first one will
Trey,
be.
Trey, don't say it.
This is a perfect segue.
Wait, what?
All right, check this out. Hopefully the quiz isn't cheap like the quiz in Banjo-Kazooie, which Popo just beat just now. What's up?
Let me clear my voice for this, because I want everyone to hear this. Clearly.
Uh-oh, wait, nothing too controversial. Let's not get crazy.
I'm getting worst video game franchises conversation.
Fuck that quiz and fuck that game. I hate that game.
Oh no.
I don't actually hate that game, but oh my god, I have never been triggered at a game like that in so long.
Okay, so what's the meta of Banjo-Kazooie apart from the quiz?
It's just dying after you've collected almost all the notes is dumb and unnecessary. I can see, you know, the game's supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be easy, you know?
But that's my number one thing is that in my Banjo playthrough, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah,
I didn't finish Banjo exactly because of that note thing where I died with like 95 notes. Mm-hmm. And then to get all the notes, I gotta start all over and get them all again. I'm like, well, I guess I'm done. Fuck this.
I've never played Banjo. It's
a great game. Should play it.
It's a good game. It's a good game. I will admit, it's a good game. I had a lot of problems with it, but it is a really good game.
Was it good for 1997? 1997?
I don't know when it came out.
Something like that.
I think it's 98. I want to say.
Who cares? I think it's 98.
Mario 64 was 96.
It doesn't matter.
64 was 96.
Hey, good for a certain year is very important. Oh,
yeah,
98.
It's 98.
So it's the same year as other good games. I don't know. Should I be talking shit about Banjo? I don't know.
For its time, it's a good game. I would definitely say, like, it's good for its time. Better than the SM64.
After your experience with Banjo-Kazooie, does it merit the hype that his character was added to Smash?
No. Not at all. No. No. Personally,
you gotta. So at the time, Rare was kind of just shitting out games that were actually good at the time, like you say.
Yeah, Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, like Conker's Banjo, and the sequel was good. Donkey Kong Country, and they brought like creative characters to the table. You may not like it or not, or you may like it or not. Like they were genuinely unique at the time, so that's why people just kind of,
you know. I think their characters have a lot of charm to them, actually, like a lot. But uh-huh. I think I'm still a little salty from what I had to go through earlier today.
I mean, yeah, you're coming hot off the heels of you literally beat the game like a few hours ago.
Yeah.
And you endured that, whatever that four season place is, meticulously getting all the notes.
It was so annoying.
And hopefully not so dying annoying. With 90 notes.
And I did it. I pushed through. It only took me 2 hours.
It depends, like, the ending of a game depends on, like, what kind of vibe you're in. If you're just like, all right, let's just get it over with, then you're not going to end the game with the highest of praise, you know. It's just like, all right, well, it seems like I'm near the end, I'm just gonna push through, get this over with. But if it's just like, if you're going into the final fight being like, man, I really enjoyed this game, I'm sad it's over, then you're probably gonna think a little bit better of it. It totally depends. So if you're just grinding out for 100 notes in a row and praying that you don't die, it's just like, please just let me finish this game.
That's like actually me with a lot of RPGs. I love that feeling of, you have that thought in your head like, oh, I guess I'm getting like sort of close to the end of the game. You know, I feel like I've done quite a bit. And then there's some kind of tell where it's like, oh, you're not even halfway done yet. It's like, oh, shit. We got a long way to go. And I'm enjoying the game. So let's go.
I'm enjoying it.
I don't know if you guys can relate to that, but I love that feeling. Because actually, as a kid playing a Mario RPG, Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, really good game. Because it was the first RPG I ever played, I thought that the first Cacletta boss was the final boss. And little did I know, that wasn't even like half, not even like a third of the way through the game. So, oh boy,
see,
that was a...
My example is I was a stupid kid. You know, I was 6 years old playing Ocarina of Time, and I beat what? Just like the, I think I beat the first three spiritual stones, or maybe just the first spiritual stone. I don't know. I was six. I don't know.
Wait, but, 6 or 16?
But I got six. Just six. Okay. I wasn't 16 when I beat Ocarina of
Time. I said 16.
No, I was six. And I got to Lon Lon Ranch, and I'm just like, I'm going to be able to ride one of these horses. And I thought it was like near the end of the game for some reason. Like I was just like in Lon Lon Ranch looking at the horses being like, I saw there was an opening cutscene. I was some dude in green clothing was riding one of these horses. I can ride one of these horses. And like when you go to like the when you get the three spiritual stones and you go to the Temple of Time, I'm trying to remember terms. I was just like, this is the end of the game. Like, for, even though I was, what, 10 hours in being a six-year-old, I was just like, oh, it's over. I beat the game. And then when I became adult, I'm like, oh, my God, this is getting insane. This is the best game of all time. I was just, and then I went to the Forest Temple, and I just – but that moment when you became an adult, I was just like, oh, it's over. Oh, I'm no. No, it's continuing. We're still playing this video game. But, yeah.
That, wait. As a six-year-old, you made it out of, like, Hyrule City – after getting the Master Sword, and you weren't scared out of your mind?
No, I was excited. I was just you don't freeze.
One?
You don't freeze to the Re-Deads.
The Re-Deads scared the crap out of me. I stopped playing the game right then and there because of that. That scared me.
Yeah, but I was a dumb kid. Like,
too I don't dumb know. To be scared.
I wasn't scared of it, but you know the boss of Dodongo's Cavern, King Dodongo?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had to hit him with your sword.
Oh my.
I remember playing that boss like for like half an hour, bombing, like doing the proper strats, throwing the bomb into his mouth, him blowing up, and like waiting, and then him rolling around. I never hit him with my sword except for the final hit. Like, usually you're supposed to blow him up, hit him with the sword, one cycle, do it again, and then a third cycle, and then he's done. And then that's the boss fight. But I didn't hit him at all with my sword because I didn't know I had to because I was a dumb kid. And so I only hit him once totally because the game was just like, well, you've blown him up like millions of times. So if you hit him once with your sword, please hit him once with your sword. Like, the game's just pleading with me. Because I wasn't like the best reader. I don't really know, but at some point I read the Navi text and he was just like, "Yeah, you gotta hit him with your sword." And I'm like, "Oh, I'll try that." And then it was the end of the fight. I was like, "Oh, okay, I win."
I didn't actually know that like the bombs alone did damage.
Maybe I'm misremembering. Maybe some Ogre of Time just like, this story is inaccurate. There's no way that he could have beat him with only one sword slash, but. From my memory, I was just playing the boss for a half an hour and just not taking any damage, and then hit him with my sword once. That's my Ocarina of Time story. Hope everybody.
I think
it.
As a kid, before your like gaming brain has developed, you have no sense of how certain parts of games, like how long they should take.
Yeah.
Like you don't have that thought like, maybe this boss fight shouldn't take me more than 10 minutes to beat, you know?
Hey, my video game brain was starting to, like, form because I was just like, this is insane. Like, I can't believe this boss is lasting this long, but yeah. I was half an hour in. Like, it was, like, 15 minutes in, maybe I wasn't thinking about it, but, like, at half an hour in, I'm like, this seems insane. I must be doing something wrong, you know? But eventually we figured it out, hit him with the sword once. Wasn't the most complicated thing I've ever heard of in my life, but yeah, those moments definitely exist. Hey, Poco.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
What's up? What are other like guest questions that we have? I can't remember all of them. It's like,
see, I don't have any questions, but I actually have a topic that's been on my notes since like fucking last season.
Ooh. All right.
That I think is pretty pertinent to this because. Popo, you typically don't stream with face cam, right? You just sort of like have just gameplay for the most part.
Yeah, just gameplay.
And whereas Reed is like, he is team face cam all the way, right?
Yeah.
Although I guess sometimes you do non-face cam streams too,
yeah,
as well.
That's like mostly because I'm just lazy as fuck.
Okay, well, I had a thing. So what I want to get everyone's thoughts on this. I don't know what order we want to go in. what are your thoughts on streaming with face cam versus non-face cam? Like, what's the pros and cons of both? What's the stream experience like?
Well, like you just said, like, there have been times where I'm like, you know what? I don't want my face cam and or mic on. So I just turn both off and I just do SMS runs because I feel like I do play a little bit better because I don't have to talk to chat, think about what I'm about to say, you know.
And so you think you play better without face cam?
Essentially, yeah, I do.
So if anything, face cam is handicapping you.
I mean, I guess, sure.
Actually, that reminds me. I remember, I forget what it was. I swear, you guys know Benny, right?
Yeah.
Benny.
Mario 64 Benny.
Yeah,
they all
okay,
Benny.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Benny himself or like a fan of Benny, but they were claiming that Benny is better than most Mario 64 runners because he uses face cam and therefore is handicapping his true potential. I could have sworn it was Benny with that. I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
Popo, you gotta.
I think. So we're still talking about the.
Yeah.
Face cam, no face cam.
Oh, yeah.
I like streams of face cam. I feel like it makes the interactions more genuine. Like when talking to the streamer.
Oh, you're talking like you're watching a stream with face
cam? Yeah, I'm watching a stream with face cam.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it. But, I mean, even without face cam, you can still get that same thing, but it just feels. Oh, it's a different feeling, and I'm fine with both. But I personally, you're never catching me streaming with cam. I'm too ugly for that. I'm not cute like Reed. I can't just, you know, pop up my cam and just be like, hey,
what?
You know,
bro, I look like Patrick. What are you talking about?
You're right. Never mind.
Patrick Starr? Yeah. That's the first Patrick I think of.
That's not what I thought of, but
pretty much, yeah. That's
but no, I honestly would stream with cam if I had like a good cam, but the cam I currently have is doo-doo, IMO, so I don't stream with
it. I've seen you on Discord call with cam and it's not even that bad.
But I feel like it can be better, you know?
Yeah, but like no one's gonna say anything like, oh, you look like a dead pixel. Like no one's no one's gonna say that.
You look like a dot on a screen. You just look like a dead pixel.
I think the only time anyone's face cam gets insulted, you guys remember Liam?
Yes. No?
I don't know, whenever like your internet's particularly bad.
Oh, Liam.
And your face, like your bitrate just goes to shit and you look like a bunch of pixels.
Yeah.
I think it's like, especially funny when like they make emotes of that. Just like an emote of the shitty quality.
Well, Liam was like a special case. It was just like he had a permanent text on his webcam being like, sorry, bad internet. For years.
I think for every single stream he had that.
Yeah. I don't know. My thoughts on webcam is that I used to like go back and forth, but like Trey's known me since I started streaming and I always used webcam. Like I was like, why not use webcam if you have it?
You were using it when no one else really did.
Yeah. I was the one that convinced you to use webcam or like, or convince you to do the May of Trey's face or whatever.
No, I came up with the May of Trey's face.
No, I made it up. I can't believe that you didn't
even
get...
Wait, hold up. No, you're right. You came up with that name, right?
I did come up with the name May of Trey's face.
So I came up with equalize the view count.
Yes.
That was my thing. So I think I've went over those like five times in the past, but just to reiterate again, I had a strat where when I was streaming a game that wasn't Sunshine, so it would get fewer viewers by default, I would only use Facecam for non-Sunshine games, so it'd bring in a few more viewers because of Facecam, and therefore sort of bridge the gap between those two view counts and those two games.
A lot of viewers,
I think it somewhat worked.
A lot of viewers are like Popo, where it's just like they feel the connection, and I get it.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a stream where I didn't use webcam. Like, I think one of my 96 Shines PB didn't have webcam, but most of the time I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to, like, if I'm streaming, I turn it on. I don't think I play better or worse. There is a bright light that I have to turn on behind my monitor in order for me to use webcam, but because then otherwise I'm just in the dark.
You're just in the dungeon.
You just can't see anything, and it's just like, well, my webcam, there's not really a point to this, because... this is just the darkest thing of all time. But I don't think that turning on the light is like markedly bad. I don't think I go blind from it. I'm just looking at a monitor in front of it. Yeah, I don't. It depends. See,
I think that for me, I guess to give an example of face cam versus non-face cam, if you're streaming a blind playthrough of something, I feel like it definitely affects things, especially if it's like a game where you can easily get stuck. I feel like I prefer not having face cam for like a casual stream for the reason that if there's no like visual indicator of your confusion, then no one can be like, hey, you know, you should go there. Or like, oh, I see you're having trouble. You should do that. If it's just the gameplay and not me indicating, oh, I could be in trouble, I don't know what I'm doing, I feel more comfortable with that. It's like, oh, this is the gameplay. Fuck you. You don't know how I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see. But I don't know.
I'm with you. So for like, when people with like really low view counts, not to like call anybody out, but when they use webcam,
wow, way to call me out, dude. What the hell, man?
Wow, that's messed up. Well,
not any of us, obviously. but for people that rely a lot on chat that don't have a chat, where it's just like they're not talking and they use webcam and they're just sitting there stone faced and then like staring at chat.
Why are you calling me out? Like, actually.
No, I'm not calling anybody out, I swear. But when they just sit there stone faced and then whenever somebody says something in chat and you see them look at the chat.
Right. I think this is why I wrote this down.
I hate that moment. I hate it so much.
Why? Wait, why?
Because it just feels like they're, I don't know, they're just leaning so much on their chat. Whereas, like, maybe not me, but there are streamers out there where it's just like you can sit there and you just talk or whatever, whether your chat's alive or not, and then you can look at your chat and, like, peruse it. And then you go back to whatever you were doing, whether it's talking about what's happening in chat or the game or whatever. But I really hate when somebody's just like not talking about anything and then relies way too much on the chat. And the webcam's there to like support your thesis.
This is actually, I think this is exactly why we wrote this topic down. Is I hate that moment where I'm streaming and like maybe I have like a slower chat than usual. And I'm just playing the game, maybe doing a speed run or whatever, I'm streaming. And then someone says something, they can visually see me looking over at chat, and now I'm in a position of, if I don't acknowledge them, I'm an asshole.
That's also a good point.
Whereas, if I didn't have face cam on, I could ignore it more viably, you know?
Or more of a chat.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up. It's a fucked up moment.
Why not just respond?
Like, I don't understand. Yeah, I know. It's just like you can just respond, but you know what I'm saying, right?
It depends on the person. We were actually talking about it in Trey's chat the other week. There are people, and you guys will understand what I mean by this, where there will be people in your chat periodically where you're like, ugh. You know?
No, I get those people.
where they type in chat and you're just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know?
I can relate to that.
We call those the people.
You know?
Yeah.
And because we were talking about it in Trey's chat, like, I don't know, a month ago or something. But there's people that come into your chat and you're just like, oh, yeah, hey, how's it going? Like, there's a handful of people that probably all of us can name where it's just like, oh, you're in my chat? Awesome, cool, hey.
Oh, no, like, the vast majority of people I like seeing, but there's, you know, everyone has the people.
It's like, yeah. Reed, you know, I see Reed in my chat. You. I'm just like, why is Reed here?
If I see Reed in my chat, I want to turn the stream off. Honestly. I don't even want to stream anymore. Like, why are you here?
Wow. Why is Reed in this podcast? Where'd you come from?
Wow.
You did show up for your first True All Hundo for like a bit. What do you think of True All Hundo, Reed?
Yeah, it looks stupid. it's like I can get some of it, but then you're just doing the Hundo again the same way, but you're just getting it in some other obscure, arbitrary place that doesn't like. I'm just like, what? Why? Like why?
Yeah. So where did the idea for True All Hundo even come from?
It was like
it's not even true. It's stupid.
It's not even true. It's stupid. I think it came from Mojungo likes to think. I think it came from him, where it's just like he started to route Rico 2-100s for Bingo, and it like domino affected. Like Modest Tomato and Lego did the first run of it, where it's just like let's just get every conceivable 100 coin spawn. So it's like those three. I don't know if they know who actually thought of it first. Maybe Modest Tomato and Lego were just like, oh, let's just do it, or Mojungo was the catalyst of it, where I was just like, I was the catalyst of EYG, but I didn't make EYG. I was like, oh, there's a loading zone here. Bye. And then everybody else found the trick. So maybe it was that kind of thing. But yeah, that's where it came from. And then where am I in this metaphor? I'm just the guy that did it. Well,
you're the brave hero who went out and actually tryharded it.
Yeah, I'm. Who's a tryhard?
You are.
I'm a tryhard. I don't know who the tryhard is, but I am the tryhard of the category.
It's not true. It's not even true. It's stupid.
Exactly. That's a quote of 2021. It's not even true. It's not even true. Like you could do it. Like I don't care. I'll watch though. But like you can't justify the category. I don't want anyone to justify the category.
We have six people that have times.
I mean, I know it's a meme category, but like that shit is fucking stupid.
to be fair to you, you did tune in at like one of the worst times because Serena is like a lot of the same basic routes.
Where it's I just thought like, Serena would be one of the better ones.
Well, Hotel is basically the same every single time.
Yeah, like, that's true. But there's like there's subtle differences between levels.
Yeah, like going down into the pineapple room. Ooh.
Ooh.
Into the pineapple.
This time there's pineapples. This time.
Yeah.
I think the worst world is Penna.
Yeah, he didn't stay long enough. I didn't even get to Penna.
No, you didn't get
to. But yeah, you did tune into when you enter the hotel, it's basically the exact same route for most levels. Like sometimes you skip a room. You're just like, oh, but other than that, it's just kind of like, yeah. And like if you tuned in for Bianco, maybe you'd be like, oh, I respect this a little bit, but you didn't.
I would have to see the beginning to end of a run.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go look up the video. I have to see it in a stream because I'm not.
No, who looks up speed runs to like watch the whole thing not live?
Exactly.
I mean, I used to ages ago, but
if I'm like trying to learn a speed run, I do that.
Yeah, but that's boring. Yeah, that's note taking work.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I did with Nanashi. I did that for
Nanashi.
When I was learning 120 or when I was going to learn 120, that's the one time in forever that I looked up like an SMS run to take notes and figure out what everybody what he did in what order.
Wow.
That's the only thing that like I haven't learned 120. Like I have all the notes somewhere. Like I'm gesturing towards my like two pads of notes. They're in here somewhere. I could look at them, maybe learn the route, but yeah, that's the only time that I really it's not like SB gets a new 120 shines PB or his 96 shines world record or anything like that. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna watch this all the way through. It's just like I'm past that point. Like, sure, viewers of his stream or like, I'm not just attacking SB here. I'm just for anybody that plays any speedrun.
Dude, first Sid attacks SB, then he steals his sub squad name, and then.
I'm not attacking SB.
There's the Yo squad and the Ob squad.
It's the only example that I had on the top of my head.
Unbelievable.
I love SB.
Fakey fake.
Why did you go down the dark path into starting speedrunning Popo?
it's very hateful. I was watching someone speedrun SMS and I was like, oh wow, I didn't know this is a thing. It's like first time I've ever seen a speedrun.
Me?
No, it wasn't you, it was a friend of mine. Okay. And I was like, wait, this guy's actually really bad at the game. I could do much better.
It could have been me.
Yeah.
I'm good.
It could have been true.
That heck, proves it wasn't me.
I was like, yeah, I could probably do better than this. Let me learn the game and actually do a run. So then, like, I took a couple days to learn the game. And prior before this, like, literally all of my life, I've done nothing but play SMS. Like, yearly. Like, probably monthly. For all of my life, I've played SMS. So my first run was just, it was an easy 136. I was like, oh, that's simple.
Ooh.
But then after that, the guy that I was trying to beat, successfully beat him, of course, he bought me back, and I was like, alright.
Tails.
Alright, Tails, you can't just bought me back. And then, the thing that pissed me off the most, he clipped it at the end of his PB. He's like, get bopped, Popo. I'm like, alright. But after that, I just grinded. Just grinding SMS.
And then how many games do you run? Is it just that and Double Dash?
That, Double Dash, and I ran Ape Escape 2 for a little bit.
Oh, that's right. I was like, I know there's something else. Ape Escape 2, yeah. And of course.
I still want to run that game, but... I don't know.
What about Pac-Man World?
What?
Yes!
What about
then you,
what?
Didn't you play that game?
What game?
It's Pac-Man World 2.
Who?
Bro.
I did. I spent around Pac-Man World 2 for a little bit, but that game's... It's not for me. Not a fan of it.
You gotta be a real pro gamer to handle the intense gameplay of Pac-Man World 2.
Yeah, I love holding the B button.
We're talking about like Sunshine being easy to de-rust. Pac-Man World 2 is like the single easiest game to de-rust on. There's like no tech.
It really is. Like, I didn't even really learn the game. I watched, and shout out to PK Frenchie, by the way. I watched his stream a lot, and that's how I learned to speedrun the game. Like, I didn't actually look at, like, actual routes. I just watched him daily.
Wait, were you always friends with Frenchie, or did you become friends with Frenchie through watching his stream?
I became friends with Frenchie because he hosted someone else. He hosted someone else, and then we became friends through that streamer.
Noice.
So cryptic.
I feel like you like to leave out names a lot.
Why? I don't understand.
To protect the innocent.
As they say nowadays.
He's been canceled.
He's been canceled.
You could say yeah.
I know who it is.
Do you? He really hasn't been canceled, but I personally canceled him in my brain.
Oh wait, never mind. I don't know who it is.
I personally canceled that person through my brain.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I was just like, his rivalry with his first SMS player, just like 136-36, is just like remains unnamed. And I'm just thinking, like, who's my first rival? Like, I was thinking about first rivalry getting into speedrunning, and I was just like, it's Trey. But I wouldn't leave him unnamed. I was just like, it's probably Trey. So I think it's probably Trey.
some unnamed, just like savant, absolute god of the game. I'm not going to say his name.
Yeah. He bought me back, you know.
He bought me back.
Don't worry about it. Who cares? I don't like talking about me losing.
I don't. I hate it. Ugh, I hate talking about myself losing.
Wow, that sucks.
I know. I know.
Who's everybody's first, like, any percent rival?
Bastion.
I know mine.
Bastion. Oh my god, Bastion.
Oh, Bastion. That's a throwback. I remember Bastion.
That is a throwback.
Yeah, we were both like at the same skill level. But, you know, obviously I'm better.
Didn't Bastion like quit?
Yeah, he did. He took quit.
The one thing I remember about Bastion is that he got the King Boo self pepper. Yeah, he got the King Boo self pepper, and then like a month later I got it, and Bastion was in my chat for it, and he was just like, bro, and I was like, bro. And that was it.
Yeah, you had a connection there.
Yeah. Like we're like two peas in a pod. Never have I seen it since. It was like Bastion and then me. Maybe a few people have had it where it's just like King Boo spits out the pepper and then it somehow recoils back into his tongue that you don't have to grab a pepper for it. And it's just like, whoa.
I got it during that event we did. I forgot what it's called.
Break the Record?
Yeah, I got it during that.
Nice. That's
yeah. Damn.
I wonder how rare that actually is.
So
I would say rare.
The person who's grinded King Boo the most out of anyone in the world. I can safely say that, you know, big, not to brag or anything.
Yeah. Nice brag.
So nice, yeah, man. I'm about like what 2,300 or something attempts into my King Boo grinds to get a double cycle skip. Streams have been less frequent, so, you know, sort of on the back burner, but, you know, we're never going to give up. And, so the self pepper, the SD of King Boo.
Oh yeah.
I've gotten it, I think, two times ever in runs in like, yeah, in 8 years. Right.
Uh-huh.
And out of the 2,300 attempts of my IL grinding, it's only happened a single time. So I'm of the belief that it's as rare-ish as double cycle skip. Like, it's super fucking rare.
Yeah.
So,
Trey, who would you say your first rival was?
Oh, yeah, I never answered that. I know it was Hufflepuff.
Oh, yeah.
So before I even streamed, this was 2013, I would always watch Samurai Man. I was a big Samu nut hugger, as anyone in that era playing Sunshine was. And I would always see Huffle in Samu's chat as well.
This bitch.
And there were a couple of moments, and I would see him on leaderboards, you know, back in the Google spreadsheet days. And his time was always sort of around mine. Like, I'd have like a 138, he had 137. Then, like, we'd have like 136s. We were always like super close. And I would always be like, yo, what's up, Huff? I got like a 135. And he's like, oh, cool. When I think in the back of his mind, he's like, fuck this guy. And we had like that friendly rivalry going before I even streamed. And I think he was more inclined to think fuck this guy because he actually streamed. And oh, yeah. I was some random guy, you know, I've never shown my gameplay before, claiming, oh, yeah, I have a 135. It's like, dude, this guy doesn't even... Come on. So, you know, I was hiding my power level, but Huffle your Puff knew. So,
getting into Sunshine, I was always like solo. Like, for the first 8 months, I really didn't interact with anybody. I just kind of randomly did runs offline, and I wrote on the Google spreadsheet being like, oh, I think I was like top 20 or something before it all like blew up after GPS. So I never really had a rivalry. I never looked at the board and was just like, I'm going to beat this guy. And I never really interacted with the community. I think my first real rivalry was with you, Trey. But
yeah, that makes sense.
To like not really any extent. It was just kind of like, oh, we raced a few times. Like in 2014, with the mass races of SRL with the good people, or the beginnings of the good people, and like V-Man and you and stuff.
I miss V-Man.
Like, I don't think I've had like a legit rivalry. Like, nobody that was no Bastons, you know, where it's just like same power level or whatever.
I was also, my 120 rival was Paper Ario. And that's only because when I had like a 333 or something, and then he got a sub 330. He would always be like, yo, Trey, when's up 330? When's up 330, Trey? Oh, what's up? I'm like, dude, this fucking guy.
He's a little bitch. Oh, my God.
And then I remember. Do you have any more thoughts on Paper Reed?
Bro, he's a little bitch. All he does is talk shit and try to provoke someone. And it works well on me because I'm like.
Paper's going to get so triggered when he hears that.
Reed, do you not do the same thing?
Shut up. Why does it matter?
Hey, huh. Reed kind of did that with trying to get me back into 96.
Like, I did that with everyone because people fucking quit for no reason. I'm washed. Shut up. Hey, you're being washed up. No, don't talk. You're a quitter.
Don't
you're
talk on your podcast.
Dude, I was trying. You know how long I played 96 Shines?
And you know how long I don't give up.
Do you know how long everybody else did and beat my ass?
Okay, and? You're going to let other people beating you demotivate you? What the fuck?
They did it so fast. I was just like,
and
bro.
What is that? What does that? You know, Guy beat me within like a few months. I didn't quit. You still see me playing it. And I don't give a fuck. He can beat me again.
Well, that's the thing, but is that Guy's in a whole new league. Like, you shouldn't ever compare to him.
Yeah, that too. Like, but like, even so, I didn't let shit like that get to my head because I honestly didn't give a fuck. Because when I at the end of the day, when I start streaming SMS, I forget about stuff like that. I'm like, fuck, man. I just want to fucking PB at this point. Like, I don't even care who I be or whatever. Especially at this point, since like, if I do somehow manage a PB, I'm either going to be top two or three.
That was very motivational, yeah. Reed.
Wait, what place are you now, Reed?
I'm ninth.
You're still ninth,
Reed. You said if you PP, you're going to be top two or three?
I'm most likely top two or three, yes.
What? Well, that actually brings it's like JJ. JJ got 113. Nanashi got 113 recently, right?
No, he still has his same time.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, still 114.22, I believe.
Nanashi? Wait, Nanashi?
Or no, 42. Right?
Oh, Nanashi recently PB'd. JJ got the 59.
Wait, what did the Nashi do?
The Nashi recently PB'd, like, literally a couple days ago, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. The heck?
Yeah. He didn't break 113?
Yeah, let me check.
No.
Oh, no, yeah, he did. He got a 114.30.
He got 114, yeah.
JJ broke 113.
Yes.
Was there
during
somebody else?
Break the record? No, that was it.
It's only guy that did it, JJ.
Yeah.
So was JJ's recent one, like, a D-Rust or something?
Yeah.
Because he tweeted out splits.
Yes.
Yeah, so JJ, crazily enough, he, after like a 3-month break, he got a run that was a 113 with a death in Corona, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So JJ's a nut.
We're figuring it out.
And I guess, yeah, my main goal since I got a 114 is at least top 10. Not bopping Reed, it's top 10. Don't worry, Reed. totally different goal. I need to bop your mama.
I made that joke once and everyone says it. I said it once.
I tied your mama?
I tied your mama.
Is that Yamato?
Yeah. Yes. This is a thing where Reed is like a second half of Yamato, and his comments on the leaderboard is, I tied your mama?
Oh, yeah. And I said it in my run,
so
too.
Good. I love that.
I said it once.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, okay.
Sid, is it time for the big question?
It might be the time for the big question. We do. It is a guest episode, even though Reed is here. It is still a guest episode. And
a new guest.
A new guest. Somebody here to tell us all about their speedrunning career. But with every new guest episode, we have to ask the question. And this time is going to be very, very similar than past ones. So if you've listened to the podcast before, you know where we might be going, Popo. Reed has had this question before.
He probably forgets what it was.
We would like to introduce you to the scenario, okay? Bring you into a scenario. All right.
All right.
Large building, right? You're looking for
it is always starts with large building.
Large building. You're looking for a job. You're looking for one of those jobs, right? But you're just like, you know what? I don't want to work at such and such place. You know, I don't want a conventional job. I want a job in gaming, right?
Right.
I'm a gamer. I should be there's this new burgeoning industry of gaming. I want to be, I want to be in that industry. I want to be in the games industry. So you go into this big building. It looks real nice. Plants.
Ooh.
Plants everywhere. Maybe a rose. You know, it it's the Beauty and the Beast rose with the case over it. It's just floating there. Makes no sense. Very fancy. You go up an elevator. It's like it's pure glass elevator. Marble. We like 69 marble, right?
Floors.
69. I like marble. I like marble. I like marble.
69 floors of marble. That's what they call the building. You exit the elevator. Large desk right in front of you. Also marble. You know, I have no creativity anymore. I like the
also
plants.
Plants.
Also plants.
Marble. Plants and marble. All right.
Plants and marble. Giant beast in the corner with the rose. But at this desk is seated your unnamed rival. No, I don't
know. Yeah, the unnamed rival.
The
so
unnamed
good.
Rival. From before, from your SMS beginner. I don't know. And you're giving him your gaming resume to try to get a job in this games industry, whatever game you want. And it just lists all of your different gaming achievements. What is on your gaming resume?
A game resume. First things first, I have to go with my Super Mario Odyssey world record in, what was it called? Koopa Free Running.
Ooh, which one?
Which world?
It was for the... What was the Bowser level?
Oh, actually, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes. What was the name
for
of the Bowser
long?
Level? 11 days or so?
Oh, that's sick. That's
dude,
actually 11, so
that's
good.
Longer than Clint Stevens had the Mario, the Mushroom Kingdom one.
There was a site. I remember there was a site with it on there, but I'm too lazy to look for it. But yeah.
When Odyssey came out, that was a grind haven just for shits.
Like, everybody was grinding it.
Yeah. I remember doing like the Lost Kingdom one and what was it, the Cap Kingdom one a fair bit.
Yeah.
The only one, the only thing that I grinded was the second Bouncing Snowman game, and I got like top 15 or something.
I hated the Bouncing Snowman minigame.
I think I was top 15 in the second Bouncing Snowman game.
What
on
a
day
choice!
Three.
What a choice to grind.
I know, I know.
It's, I feel like it's Koopa Free Running or the remote control car game. You know,
fuck the remote control car,
dude. I think it's so sick.
I'm so bad at it.
It controls like ass.
Yeah, so number one is that Bowser level record in
yes.
Odyssey.
Easily. Other than that, I don't know. My gaming career is kind of lacking.
See, I like to say that it can contain any... Like, it doesn't have to be a speedrun thing. It doesn't have to be any... Like, one of my achievements is, like, in Tetris 99, getting first and defeating all of the top 10. Like, all of them I killed. Like, that's one of my achievements. It's not a speedrunning achievement. It's just, like, one of those one-off Tetris games. Or, like, maybe 100%ing a game that was particularly hard. Like, it doesn't Ooh. Have to be...
Banjo-Kazooie.
It just came in my mind. The SMS Lockout Tournament.
Ooh.
My... What was it? My 12-4 comeback.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, that's a huge comeback. What the hell?
I want to say it was 12-4. 12-4 or 12-5. Somewhere around there. It was... an insane comeback and probably literally the highlight of my life. That was insane.
Who was this against?
Yeah.
Linky, I think?
Oh.
No. I think it was Linky. It might have been Linky.
That's pretty... I mean, he's no slouch. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I made a lot of mistakes. And then after that, it was just a lot of delay clicking and making the right decisions. And getting
Dude,
lucky.
Delay clicking can go a long way in that...
You really can.
Like, hey, Reed, we need you to confirm this 12-5 comeback.
Yeah, what was it, the actual number, Reed? We know you were there.
Yeah, I think I remember something vague like that where, like, he just, like, came back. Like, I think he was talking about it after, you know, the thing happened. But
that makes sense. I would talk about it.
Yeah.
I'd definitely talk about it.
It's a big thing for me.
Oh, shit. See. I'm trying to find it as quick as possible. But,
What's your favorite Double Dash PR that you have?
My favorite Double Dash PR that I have? Probably my Wario Coliseum flap that I got during the league, during the Fantasy League.
Right. Oh, yeah, you went ham in that. You carried us so hard that week.
That was the most I had ever grinded Double Dash in my life. That was too much Double Dash for me. It's probably the reason why I hate the game now. But yeah, no, it was like 20th something, and it came out of nowhere, literally.
Well, not only nowhere, you were grinding it hella.
I mean, yeah, I was grinding it, but it jumped. It was like a huge jump for my flap.
Hey, but it wasn't exactly a D-Rust, right?
Yeah, no, it was not a D-Rust.
It was a D-Rust flap.
D-Rust flap out of nowhere.
Bro, what the... Guys, I D-Rusted and I got a flap. I bumped up to top 20. I'm so sick.
Oh, God.
But yeah. Let's see. I have 100%ed almost every single Zelda game. Also, missing Majora's Mask. Which I'm going to play soon.
Yeah.
And then I guess that's something I could add to it if I 100% that game. I hate that game. The game's gonna.
You hate Majora's Mask?
It's not bad. You're just.
Okay.
I understand your opinion, Bobo.
I just. Majora's Mask, the dungeons. Dungeons
okay,
are bad.
The
when
dungeons
I think
suck,
of, when
but,
I think,
but the game is not
listen,
really
but
about
when I think,
the dungeons.
When, yeah, no, when I think of a Zelda game, I'm thinking about the dungeons.
I mean, yeah, of course.
The combat system, all of that. I
mean, the combat system is pretty much the same from Ocarina of Time. Probably a little better, actually.
Okay, what are your opinions on Breath of the Wild then, Bobo?
I like Breath of the Wild. I don't like the breakable weapons. I wish there were actual dungeons. But other than that, I like Breath of the Wild a lot. As a one-off Zelda game.
You're only making a second one.
Yeah, and I'm hyped for it.
I want to say something real quick. I said it's not about the dungeons. It is. I'm not saying it's... Because I don't want someone in the comments to be like... No, I meant like they obviously put more effort in every other area other than the dungeons. Like the dungeons... Like, they honestly don't feel like the main part of the game, even though they're also just as big. They just feel like gimmick dungeons that last really long and take up, like, 80% of your time. But, like, outside of the dungeons, the game's really good. All right,
yeah, that's no, I'm sure the game actually is good. But from the one playthrough I did, I didn't do any of side quests or any of that. So all I did was just straight dungeons. Yeah, I did straight dungeons. So that's why I hate the game. Like, I just did straight dungeons.
Okay, do me a favor. When you play the game, don't stream it or nothing. Just play it by yourself and just read everything. Like, I remember as a kid, I was just in my room playing it on my Wii, and I was like, this world that I'm in is so... Like, trust me. Don't look up. No playthrough, no nothing. Like, literally, delete Discord. Immerse yourself in that world. It's worth it. I'm telling you.
I agree with everything Reed says.
It's so good.
Yeah. Just imagine Reed just said. just again. Except for deleting Discord. I don't know why you would delete Discord.
I'm telling you, like, the feeling of being isolated and playing that game that's also, you know, I guess he's isolated from, like,
is it your favorite Zelda?
It's my second one.
What's your favorite second Zelda, if you have that reaction?
I have to know this. What's your favorite Zelda? I gotta know.
Well, it's Wind Waker.
Yeah.
I knew you were gonna say that, because Wind Waker is kind of, like, baby and easy.
Okay. Wind Waker is less baby than Twilight Princess. Not from a visual, standpoint, from a gameplay standpoint.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, the combat system in Wind Waker is fun. Like, but I like it a lot.
The combat in Twilight Princess is also really fun.
I mean, yeah, they're both fun, but I find myself, you know, there's that one area in Wind Waker where you can just, there's like a room filled with, like, I forgot their names, but filled with a lot of enemies. I don't know, but you can just beat, I remember purposely dying in that room so I can just fight them again, because when I was a kid, it was just so fun to fight. Like,
was that the island where that's all it is, and, like, the first round is all the guys?
No.
And then there's, like, some other guys later.
It's the room before the reveal of Zelda or whatever the fuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just Hyrule Castle with all
going
of
up,
yeah.
Going up the staircase?
No. Well, when all of Hyrule Castle's frozen and it's Darknuts.
Oh,
and
yeah. Yes. Everyone loves that part. Yeah.
Yeah. I purposely died in that part just so I could fight the guys. Like, I remember routing it as a kid, like, just fighting which guys to fight. Like, it was just so fun to me.
Yeah. Just all the moblins everywhere and just having to fight. Yeah. That totally makes sense.
So fun.
But my question is, thoughts on Skyward Sword? Any Skyward Sword lovers?
Everyone just simultaneously throws up.
Okay. That, it's not, like, story-wise, I like it. Gameplay-wise, it just makes me want to, like, throw up. Like, actually. It's just, I remember going back to it recently, actually, because I was like, I almost played this game. And I tried to Skyward Strike, and that shit was genuinely... Not, I even refreshed my, like, reconnected my Wiimote and everything. It was not, I was like, bro, what the? I was so mad. I was genuinely just getting.
That's why you
off.
Gotta try. You gotta try the Switch version without the motion controls. It might change your opinion.
I don't want to spend $80 on the same game.
That's the garbage thing about it.
It's just like, oh, we made it better. We made it so that we can skip Fee or Fi or whatever. It's just like, oh, we made it so that you don't have to talk to her so much. It's like, well,
oh really?
That's fine. Yeah. Apparently they skip a lot of that stuff now.
You know, there was a Donkey video released recently about the price of video games. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
It was kind of eye opening. I didn't realize adjusting for inflation, games that were like just shitty Atari 2600, like little take 5 minutes to play games, they were worth more than like games now.
Yeah, $120, $150.
I feel like in that context, that's like the best argument you can give for Nintendo's scummy practices. But it's still like, it feels scummy either way, even though it's technically like a much better deal than people back in the day, you know, when money was worth more.
I will never buy Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze for the Switch or Skyward Sword for the Switch ever in my life. Never. Why?
I agree with you.
I will probably never play Skyward Sword just because, again, Ego Raptor poisoned my brain.
Oh, please. It's a good game. I promise you guys, it's a really good game.
I'm waiting for you to finish Majora's Mask 100% now. I'm very excited
All right, typically, I don't like 100% in games, but Majora's Mask was like one of my first few games I went 100% in and actually had fun.
Yeah,
I don't. I don't have 100%. I don't like 100% in games, but I actually did it, and it was enjoyable.
I've ranted a bunch of times about how great the extra content in Majora's Mask is, and like how everybody that complained about the dungeons, like, they have a point, you know, and I can't really argue against it, but like, that's not,
yeah,
that's not why you play the game. That's not why.
Yeah. It and plus that was made within a year of like half a team. So
yeah.
And I definitely wish, like,
make sense.
I definitely wish I played that game when I was older, because yeah. I was too small brains to like really find stuff.
I was only well. 8.
Yeah, you were smarter than 13. Me.
I was just, you know what? As a 6-year-old, I was an idiot. As an 8-year-old, I was just like massive brain, you know?
I think I might have been like 10 or something, and I got stuck on Georg, and I was like, fuck this.
Like during that year of development that they took to get to make Majora's Mask, I went through a development myself, and my brain just you know, huge, massive. Wow, I can respect Majora's Mask now. Because I'm so smart. Okay, gaming resume.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Resume.
Anything else?
No, I think that might be all for my gaming resume.
I don't know.
If I think of anything else, I'll definitely let you guys know. But
oh, okay.
Think this
well,
one's
so like okay, SMS speedrunning.
This anything. Is another question that I asked the Rixer.
Ooh.
And he had an answer for it. Within gaming, do you think you have any special skills?
No.
Ree says no. But do you think Popo doesn't have any special skills, or do you not have any special skills?
He's right. Well, I don't have any special skills. No. Any special skills? I don't know. I feel like...
It's an interesting question.
I feel like literally anyone could say this, but when it comes to casual gaming, I don't know. I feel like I'm built different, you know?
Everyone thinks like they're built differently. Like,
what does that even mean? Like
special skills, colon, built differently.
I'm built differently. Like, what does that mean? Like,
I
actually.
Feel like I'm better at casual games than most casual
okay,
people.
Okay, but do you mean, but like, identifying things or just acknowledging
identifying
things?
Getting comfortable with the game and the controls and everything. Like, that kind of thing.
I mean,
like, quick learner.
Yes. I mean, I feel like most speedrunners are like that, since we're all tryhards and sweaty.
We're all tryhards and sweaty.
Y'all sweat? I don't sweat.
I feel like most streamers are like that, because I honestly feel like that when I play most games. I'm just like, bro.
And no, but you can't even read. You're so bad at casual games.
How am I so bad at casual
games? I sat here and watched you be bad at casual games. Reed.
All right, what game?
Let's list some examples, yeah.
Twilight Princess.
Oh.
Paper Mario.
Right, Princess.
And you speedrun that game.
Paper Mario! Okay, hold on. Twilight Princess, sure, whatever, hold that. But Paper Mario is my fucking baby.
Wait, no,
how are
no.
you bad at Twilight Princess? Sorry, I have to know.
Wait, what?
How are you bad at Twilight Princess?
I don't know.
Are you just like getting stuck or what?
No, because I've already played through the game, so there's no way I can be bad at that
his
part.
His brain's small. His brain,
my brain is not small.
His brain doesn't work like that. But I have multiple clips of Reed playing Super about? Paper Mario and doing the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. Do you hear he's laughing right now because he knows I'm telling the truth?
That's literally for content. Like, okay, well, yeah.
You're throwing for content.
Whoa, wait. This guy throws for content in his casual playthroughs? Hold on.
Yes.
Wait, what? I don't see you uploading highlight videos to your YouTube.
Well, because, like, I feel like highlight videos are lazy when it comes to content.
You just shot
every content creator in the foot right there.
Well, like, I don't mean it like that. Like, they can do it. I just don't want to do it because I just think it's lazy and I'm not giving what I should give, you know?
Yeah, you got to be creative and...
And not be lazy and just react. All right, let me stop. I don't know.
That's a good point, Reed. Do you ever, like, because you're actually pretty adept. I've seen your video editing from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have thoughts of, like, making other kinds of content for YouTube at any point?
Yeah, probably just not really. Like, I like...
Why is that so funny?
Why are you laughing? Like, actually.
Because I'm thinking about when you actually made YouTube videos.
What it up, guys? I'm sorry.
I didn't think about that till just now. Oh my god. Anyway, before after that era, that doesn't count. I started video editing, like actually like animating, and that was like 3 years ago where I like took it seriously. I kind of just dabbled in it here and there, but I don't know. I could, but like I feel like I would gain nothing off of it. So I'm just, what I'm doing right now is just hero mode, and just hero mode everywhere, just because like that's what people want, and I also like doing it. So I'm just like, fuck it.
But you still make some dope promo videos for it.
Yeah, that's true, because I find them fun to do.
There you go.
But I can't see myself making like a montage for Smash anymore, or like a fully edited sprite animation. Like I don't want to do it, really.
Yeah, do what you want to do. Exactly. What about you? Was that it for the resume question?
We're pulling special skills, and then
skills, right.
And then Reed got attacked.
I'm sorry for attacking you, Reed.
So quick learner, just quick learner.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just a quick learner when it comes to casual stuff.
Honestly, sorry, I did it again. I was gonna say I feel like no script is better than having a script, because like it's more genuine, it's more fun, and it's like I don't mind when you guys like want to keep it changed to your podcast. I truly don't give a fuck. But I meant like you wanting to stay on track. But
I just wanted to.
But you know, I feel like if I were to throw a podcast, fuck a script. Well, yo, what's up? Deadass, like how are you feeling? You know?
Do you think this is scripted? Ranting.
Yeah, I mean, most this whole of it, podcast yes. is scripted, but
Wait, this is scripted?
No,
the questions. I feel
like we just have like first guest questions. You know, Popo's never been on the show. True. Like when we have repeat guests, we talk about the news of the week. We would, you know, how long we would have talked about OnlyFans. You know how long we would have talked about OnlyFans? I don't know.
Yeah, I would have passed on that.
Probably a good. We're talking a good 60%, pushing 70. You know.
It would be like
we got Popo here. So
who's your favorite OnlyFans creator? You know, we'd go into the weeds. I think that these questions are good for like a first guest.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. Yeah.
Rough base.
It's tradition.
Yeah. It's also tradition.
Also tradition. Yeah.
But so Reed, do you think you have any special skills? Cause you're apparently wrong with agreeing that every speedrunner is good at casual games.
I feel like when it comes to like technical stuff, I'm good. Like if I can like identify like certain, like, I don't know. So let's say like Mario, like if I've never played SMS and I realize you can hover and then press B and then you instantly go into like a sliding state, I'd probably recognize that on my first playthrough. Obviously, I didn't when I was a kid because, you know, I had like a small brain, but like if I were to play it now for the first time ever, I'd probably find that out.
Yeah, you hadn't gone through your Majora's Mask development cycle yet. I guess.
And that I'm a tryhard. I don't know.
That's my special skill is that I'm a tryhard.
I'm a tryhard.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty good.
Hey, that looks good for getting a job in gaming. Because like, hey, he's gonna try in his job and not slack off.
Exactly. Yeah.
Realize when everybody else messes up. That's a special skill that somebody could have. Trey, when we asked the Rixer this? Did you answer this? Do you know what your special skill in gaming would be?
I've never answered this. I don't know. I feel like I'm like only good at speedrunning when I'd say that my skill, God, this is the cheesiest thing I will ever say.
Yes.
Bar none, the cheesiest line you will hear from my mouth on the internet is my willingness to not give up.
I can back that up though. I've seen some moments where you're just like stubborn. I'm like, ugh.
Wait, you know what?
Yeah, I've seen some moments where you're like, you would just keep doing. I don't have like any particular.
That's like
moment.
A negative connotation, though.
You're willing to commit to something that he would definitely not be willing
exactly.
to do.
Like King Boo.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, why are you doing this? I can respect it, but I'd be like, bro, I would have gave up on this shit. Like,
because it's the for the I destiny. Started. It's destiny and the content. Mm-hmm. Most importantly,
I guess, yeah.
Hey, when
yeah,
but for me,
so like on a serious note, as lame as that sounds, I would not consider myself gamingly talented. If anything, especially before I speedran, I was. Popo thinks he's above average. I think I am worse than average for like casual gamers.
Damn,
I'm a slow learner, but like when I get into a game, I get really into it. Mm-hmm. But like when I am into something, and am willing to commit to it, I'm pretty good about like continuing to like. want to master whatever skills are necessary to get good at a game. And essentially, I don't rely on raw talent. I rely on just like a willingness to like the motivation to improve. And like, I love seeing results and like feeling like I'm getting good at something. And that's definitely helped me with my commitment to whatever games I've ran. So again, it's cheesy, but fuck you, yeah. Right?
Well, I feel like a lot of special skill answers for this are going to be like, the only thing that I can really think of for me is like, I get good fast, but I will never be best, you know?
See, and I get good slow, but I put in the time to get good if I care about something.
Yeah. So like, overall. I don't know how you can't. I don't know how you can't be really cheesy with this. Where it's just like
there's no way to not be cheesy. I'm sorry.
There's no way to not be cheesy. Very true. Yeah. We're the Cheetos.
But aren't all job interviews kind of cheesy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point. You have to
hate job interviews. I don't know about you guys.
You have to lie on your resume.
You do. Like, I've never done a job interview before.
Oh, you're gonna hate it.
Oh god.
Yeah. I always put hardworking as a special skill on my resume. I am, but like, sorry, it feels, it's always a lie. Like,
and then
I feel
it's
like
okay, give an example of you being a hard worker.
I don't know. I work hard.
You know? Oh, there you go. You're
it feels dumb to put though. It's just like, well, if I get this job, I'll do the job. I swear, you know. I don't know what else you want from me to say here. I'll put some flourish on it, maybe put a cover letter with Mario and Sonic holding hands, you know?
Do you think...
Oh, yeah. Like the KO strategy.
Do you think the way you apply for jobs is kind of outdated?
Like applying online?
And just in general, like doing resumes, interviews, like the whole process. Do you think it should be changed or whatever?
I am of the mindset that interviews are a very archaic system, but I don't know what could be better than that.
True.
At the same time.
Well, it's... I don't know. In interviews, you get like the vibe of who you're going to be working with, because it's usually like a direct superior, right?
It's less about the actual, like, let's say that they give you questions where it's right and wrong. It's less about knowing what you're talking about and more about they pick up, like you said, a good vibe from you.
Yeah. It is vibe. It's a vibe check. An interview is a vibe check.
It's all about like charismatic people have a huge edge over, like, even if you know everything and you're like, lame, and they're like, I want you to be the charismatic guy. Fuck yeah.
I was talking to Trey about this. My sister did a phone call interview, and I heard the end of it because I like was walking in or something, and she was just like, I can't remember what's Ginger's real name. Avery. The person who was on the other side of the phone, her name was Avery, or his name was Avery, I don't know. And my sister at the end of the interview was just like, Oh, what was your name again? Avery? Oh, I love that name.
You gotta be a brown noser too. Yeah,
and that was the end of the interview. Just like, oh yeah, you have a good day. Bye. And I was just like, oh my God, I just heard that. And I just like wanted to die inside.
Dude, yeah, you have to be a little brown nosing bitch at times. Like,
because I know
to
my
leg up on people.
I know my sister, and I'm just like, that was so out of character. That was the most out of character I've ever heard you.
Interviews, they're fuck interviews, yeah.
Yeah, they're tryhard. You have to be tryhard.
You got
to
be Hey, that's like, why Reed's perfect for that.
But like personality wise.
What do you mean I'm so perfect for that? The fuck?
You got to be a tryhard actor in interview.
You think I'm friends with you? Oh.
No.
Oh my God, Reed's fooled me the whole time. I thought we were friends, but he's an actor. This is crazy.
I don't like interview.
What the heck? Why is this guy here?
I don't know.
Why is this guy here?
I was just like, hey, Trey, let's get Popo on. And he's just like, you know what? This is a good idea. And then 3 minutes later, it's like, we're all into the group. Reed's here too. Okay. I was just like, okay, cool. I guess we're doing a Reed podcast. Awesome. I know that when I wrapped up the Reed episode last year, Reed was like, hold up. Let's talk about mentality. I remember that was the end of our podcast because Reed really wanted to talk about mentality. Is there anything before we wrap up that you guys really want to talk about?
really want to talk about?
This is your time. You know, we have our planned questions, our script, if you will.
Our lame-ass scripts.
But if you guys go like, you know what, let's go off the beaten trail or beaten path. Let's go talk about, I have no idea. This is your opportunity. Give you a moment.
Going once.
We're an auctioneer now.
I don't think so. I feel like this podcast was fun.
It was,
I'm glad you guys came on because, like, we were gonna have a guest this episode, and then they kind of fell through. And we were talking about like other ideas for podcast guests, and I was sitting there going like, I don't know, none of these like sound fun, you know? But not in that way, but just like impromptu, like last minute. And then and I was like, Popo. And I was like, oh my God, that would actually be like so chill to just talk about sunshine or just chill and laugh with Popo. And then Reed came on. I was like, dope. So,
and then I was messaging Sid like, wait, I'm in a call with Popo. Do I ask him now?
So I'm really glad that you actually came on because it was less work, I guess, in the grand scheme of things. But it was chill.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's always easy getting other sunshine runners on because you always have that thing to go off of.
Yeah. You just talk about sunshine for 40 minutes and then
boom.
And then boom. That's a podcast.
That's the episode.
But Trey, if you want to wrap it up, I think we're about time. We're about there.
Oh, do you guys have any shout outs to give as well?
Do I want to
shout out your mom or something?
Shout out your mama. Do I actually want to put the shout outs to these people?
Shout outs to
your unknown rival who's going to hire you.
Shout outs to my unknown rival. Shout outs to Optimistic Emo.
No, fuck that dude.
Honestly, can I get a minute to just talk about how much I hate that guy?
The floor is yours.
I really hate that. He is the most annoying person you could ever interact with.
Like, have you ever seen a rat? That's what he looks like.
That's literally him.
Damn. And
around anyone else, he's going to seem like the most innocent person ever.
Except,
like,
bro, he comes into... No.
Hold on.
He comes into my chat. Before he does, we have a conversation. He's talking shit to me. And then he comes into my chat. I mean, like, hi, Wombi. And I'm like, shut up, bitch. And then he's like, why are you telling me that? Like, you know why? Don't act innocent. And everyone in my chat protected him. And I'm like, y'all really falling for this trap. Like,
they
actually
don't know. Yeah, they don't know.
Oh, my God.
This rat dude. Trap, if you will.
Well, you know what? You know, as we say, Emo, if you're listening, feel free to come on to defend yourself. I think we're ready to wrap this up. Thank you again, Reed and Popo, for coming on the shortest of notices.
No problem.
You guys are the real heroes.
I'm bored.
Well, I'm bored too. That's why we're leaving. Bye, everyone.
Fuck Emo, bye.
Bye.